Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So we're all kind of used to Joe Biden's gaffes, right? His screw-ups. Now they're becoming things that are not just embarrassing, but they're actually putting our national security at risk. The White House has gone into damage control 2 different times in the last 48 hours. First, after Joe Biden called for regime change in Russia, and that speech, we now have been told that was not part of the prepared speech that he was supposed to give. Then his other gaffe was when he told soldiers that he was meeting with that they would soon be seeing Ukraine and witnessing what's happening on the ground there, implying that we were going to be going into Ukraine, or that the American troops would soon be in Ukraine. The White House immediately, not once but twice, actually having to go into damage control on these things. Now, these aren't just gaffes. These are actual things that when you say them, the world could react in a way that is catastrophic. Vladimir Putin could clearly take these words as literal, that we are going to invade, right? Or that we are going to help undermine and have regime change in Russia. The White House confirming on Sunday President Joe Biden's call for regime change, again, was not part of the prepared speech. Now, a quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button and tell your friends about this podcast. Share this on social media. And if you would, write us a 5-star review to help us, as Democrats have been attacking our podcast recently with bad reviews. Now, the quote from Biden at the conclusion of his speech referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin was this. I'm quoting here. Quote, for God's sakes, this man cannot remain in power. Biden's little moment there of whatever you want to call it, being senile, having no clue what he's actually doing, prompted the administration officials to scramble immediately and walk back the actual comments of the President of the United States of America in an effort to reassure the world that the United States was not actively calling for regime change in Russia, even though Joe Biden's actual words were, yes, calling for regime change in Russia. Again, his exact quote. For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power. That is calling for regime change. Now, Biden, we're being told from insiders, after he made those comments, made national security experts around him basically freak out, scramble, and try to figure out who to talk to at the White House to reassure Russia and the world that we were not calling for regime change of Vladimir Putin. News site Axios cited, quote, a top official who confirmed the line was not on Biden's prepared text or on his teleprompter. The Washington Post cited, quote, a person familiar with the speech who also said Biden's line was not in the speech and it was not planned. Now, you may want to remember during the 2020 presidential campaign, Biden repeatedly campaigned on the idea that he would be a better president than Donald Trump because, quote, of his understanding of the gravity of the presidency. He said back then, you know, what the president says and his words, as he put it, actually matter, right? And they matter because they're so important.
The words of a president matters. They can move markets. They can send our brave women and men to war. They can bring peace. They can calm a nation in turmoil. They can console and confront and comfort those who have faced tragedy. They can inspire us literally to reach for the moon.
You can notice there that Joe Biden at the time actually had a better mind. That's the only way I know how to describe it. He was clearly more in charge of his cognitive functionality. He only slurred one word, and he understood what he was actually trying to say. He said that back in August of 2019 when he was the candidate. Now, let's go to his actual words. Quote, you know all that the words of a president matters. They can move markets. He's right. They can send our brave women and men into war. He's right. They can bring peace. They can calm a nation in turmoil. Biden, by the way, has repeatedly made rhetorical errors during his trip to Europe. On Friday, for example, Joe Biden also suggested American troops were on their way to Ukraine before the White House had to scramble yet again in another major national security foreign policy gap. This is not like, hey, guys, it's Tuesday, and the White House is like, crap, it's Wednesday. You got to understand, when something like this happens, it's the national security apparatus that actually has to respond. So understand that, okay? That when the national security team has to rush to the White House and rush to those around the president and say, you got to fix this and we got to walk this back. We got to call somebody. We got to write somebody. We got to say something to somebody about quickly so they don't think that American troops are about to be in Ukraine. We got to say something quickly so Vladimir Putin doesn't start a nuclear war with the United States of America because we're implying that we're advocating for regime change. Like when those things happen, we have to, they're running to try to figure out how to fix it, how to undo it. Because when you're dealing with a man like Vladimir Putin right now, who's clearly unstable, when you're dealing with a man like Vladimir Putin right now that's looking extremely paranoid and angry and talking and threatening nuclear war, I will go back to quoting Joe Biden. You all know that the words of a president matter. They can move markets. They can send our brave women and men into war. They can bring peace. They can calm a nation in turmoil. They can also ratchet things up. They can take us into a war. Right now is a time when you don't need misunderstandings. So Biden should know this. he suggested American troops are on their way to Ukraine before the White House had to, again, run those comments back. On Thursday, Biden vowed to respond, quote, in kind if Putin decided to use chemical weapons, meaning that apparently we would use chemical weapons in response to their chemical weapons. That also prompted the White House to explain the United States would not use chemical weapons. Biden, by the way, has not addressed his controversial off-the-cuff statements, even as his administration is struggling now to figure out how to walk them all back. Quote, we do not have a strategy of regime change in Russia or anywhere else, the White House responded, for that matter. In this case, as in any case, it's up to the people of the country in question. It's up to the Russian people, is what Secretary of State Tony Blinken said at a news conference in Jerusalem, because that was the guy they had to clean it up again for the White House. For the president, because he had three screw-ups in 2 days, all of them dealing with war, chemical weapons, and regime change in Russia. Let that sink in real quick. Really think about how insane the conversation is that we are having right now. Think about how absurd this really is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't legends. Either when we were watching
yeah,
this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were
yeah.
to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. Now, the media understands that Joe Biden is really having a major meltdown, a cognitive decline before all of our eyes. And now what he's saying is putting our national security at risk. When you start talking about regime change in Russia, you start talking about that if Vladimir Putin uses chemical weapons, that America will respond by using chemical weapons on them. When you start talking about the regime change, and then you have to go again, walk that back. And the media is really trying hard to protect the president. Not this country. I want to make that clear. They're not trying to actually stop war or stop biological and chemical weapons being used. No, what they're actually arguing over or trying to do is to protect the fact that they've been propping this guy up. Now, I'm going to play for you a quick little montage of the gaffes and then the White House, you know, calling on their friends in the media to save them from his own words. Listen to this.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
The White House trying to make clear in the aftermath, or making very clear in the aftermath, he was not, in fact, calling for regime change.
And you're going to see when you're there, some of you have been there, you're going to see women, young people standing in the middle of front of a damn tank.
White House officials are telling us that President Biden does not intend to send U.S. troops into Ukraine.
If chemical weapons were used in Ukraine, would that trigger a military response from NATO?
It would trigger a response in kind.
The United States has no intention of using chemical weapons, period, under any circumstance.
What? This is in 48 hours, folks. Biden staff, people that were elected by no one, are having to come out and speak on behalf of Joe Biden. And Joe Biden's the guy that actually, right, is the president. Now, I want you to think about how problematic this is in general, how scary this is in general. You know, this is, again, I go back to quoting Joe Biden, the president's words matter, right? They can stop wars, start wars. They can cause the markets to react. And what we're witnessing right now is the president of the United States of America that obviously his words seem to not matter. And it seems that the staff around him, who is elected by no one, are having to actually give the American people in the world our policies and our foreign policies. That's not normal. It's incredibly dangerous. People also need to understand that. Like, this is unbelievably dangerous, what you're witnessing. This is not something that, from a national security standpoint, should be tolerated. Now, I think everybody knows, and you can see it, you can witness it, you can watch it, there is a cognitive decline of the President of the United States of America to a point now that I do worry about our national security. Remember how people used to freak out about Donald Trump, and they tried to undermine him by saying that Donald Trump was erratic, even though he's actually a president that didn't get us into any wars? Remember when they kept saying over and over again that he was unhinged, when he clearly was never unhinged? Remember that? Remember when they said this guy's going to start World War III, when he actually didn't start even a little scuffle with anyone? Right? I mean, every other president of my lifetime has actually gotten us into wars. That's a fact. Every president since I have been born has gotten us into a war, except for Donald Trump. And now you have Joe Biden, you ask yourself this question: who is actually running this country? Because it's not Joe Biden. And I would make the argument that it's also not the vice president. I don't think Kamala Harris is running this country. But when you have speechwriters that are writing this man's speeches, and they're making sure that his speeches are almost childproof, foolproof. Like, they're doing everything they can to make sure that they are childproof. They're making sure in every way possible that there's no screw-ups. And he goes off and says these things where in 24 hours, and they're not little gaffes. Like, this isn't embarrassment. This is a national security problem. I got a phone call from a friend of mine that works at the State Department. And I was talking to him on Sunday, and I asked him, I said, how concerned are the people right now around this president? They said extremely concerned, because he can go out and change America's foreign policy or cause a major reaction with chemical, biological, nuclear weapons. Make no mistake, the President of the United States of America called for regime change. The people that are unelected around him said, just kidding. That was not in the prepared speech, and he said it. Every one of the, he told American troops, you are soon going to be in Ukraine. And people that are elected by no one, right? People that are elected by no one had to come out and clean it up again. Go back, I'll play the gaffes again.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
That is regime change. That is calling for regime change from the President of the United States of America. That's how he ended his speech. Now, when presidents say something like this, I think the world should also be able to look at the president when they say something like this and take it, take them at their word. I go back to Ronald Reagan. There was a massive debate. Everyone around Ronald Reagan told him not to say, tear down this wall. And it was taken out of the speech. And Ronald Reagan decided to put it back in. He didn't tell anybody. He meant it. Did the White House walk it back after he said it, saying, just kidding, he doesn't mean tear down the wall? No, because he meant it. Now, he decided to say that as the president of the United States of America at the time. He made the decision to say it because he believed it at the time when he said it. Right? That's what he decided was important to say at the time. And it did change history. That's why it's so famous. The tear down this wall is a major moment in our history. I love that. But when you start saying words like that, you better believe them and you better stand behind them. And you shouldn't have anybody have to run and undermine every aspect of it, every part of it. You shouldn't have to have people come running to you going, whoa, running to the cameras right afterwards and saying, he didn't mean that, he didn't mean that, he didn't mean that. The president didn't mean it. I promise he didn't mean it. Well, why'd he say it? Well, we're undoing it right now. Can you imagine what every world leader thinks when they hear the president say things like this and then they have to see the White House undo it, right? And again, here's the undoing.
The White House trying to make clear in the aftermath, or making very clear in the aftermath, he was not, in fact, calling for regime change.
And you're going to see when you're there, and some of you have been there, you're going to see women, young people standing in the middle of front of a damn tank.
White House.
Again, he's talking to men and women in uniform. You're going to see it when you're there. You're going to see these people standing in front of the tanks. Now, clearly, when he says that, you're wondering, is he talking about other things that have happened in history? You know, there's some famous pictures from a long time ago, right? I mean, there's some famous pictures from a long time ago in countries that are not Ukraine of people standing in front of tanks. And you have to assume maybe that's what he's talking about. Because we haven't seen anybody sitting in front of tanks in the last several days because things have gotten so bad in Ukraine. So you wonder, is he talking about early on in Ukraine when this happened? Is he over a month behind in this conversation? Or is he talking about totally different parts of the world from decades ago? All of us have seen the famous video from decades ago of a brave human being standing in front of a tank. Is that what he's talking about? Is that how far out he is in left field? And then again, the White House runs out. Peter Ducey from Fox having to tell the world, just kidding, he didn't mean that either.
House officials are telling us that President Biden does not intend to send U.S. troops into Ukraine.
If chemical weapons were used in Ukraine, would that trigger a military response from NATO?
It would trigger a response in kind.
It would trigger a response in kind? Do you understand that we have a policy to not use chemical weapons and the president just said we're going to use chemical weapons? So what does he say in response to that, right? Oh, well, we're going to change. It's fine. Everything's good. Don't worry. It's all fine, right? The White House, he didn't mean that either. We promise he didn't mean it. And this is the president of the United States of America.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
And then
you get into, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The biggest question that I have after these Biden gaffes, all of them dealing with chemical weapons, biological weapons, nuclear war, regime change, and sending American troops into Ukraine, all things that the White House has had to walk back, is who's running the country? I want to know. It's obviously not Joe Biden, because Joe Biden would be walking back his own words, right? Who is running the country? There's new reports out that deal with Joe Biden. And you got to wonder who did this. President Joe Biden's administration has, quote, eliminated United States tariffs on more than 350 products made in China, nearly all of which could be made in the U.S. or other countries. Who did that? Because I don't believe it's the president of the United States of America, and this is significant, while China's doing what they're doing with Beijing. The Section 302 tariffs on billions of dollars worth of China-made products were first imposed by Donald Trump after a decade-long free trade consensus in Washington, D.C., that has eliminated 3.7 million American jobs from the U.S. economy between 2001 and 2018. Now, let's talk about the jobs real quick. When Donald Trump did these tariffs. He did it for a couple of different reasons. One, because China was just ripping off everything that we did in this country. And they were stealing our technology and hacking it and spying on us. We're opening espionage cases every 12 hours is what the FBI director said under Joe Biden's leadership. Every 12 hours, we're opening up a new Chinese espionage case in America. The amount of spying, the amount of hacking that China is doing is unheard of. And we can't keep up with all because they're killing us with technology and we just don't have that technology. Like we're literally not good enough to keep up with it, apparently. So the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, at the time realized what was happening with China and realized that not only were they stealing our technology, but then they were producing the stuff that we were supposed to be producing. It was undermining us as a country, and we needed to get back some of our independence. And so he decided to start putting tariffs on there. This was also in response to Taiwan. But it was in response very much to the way that China was taking advantage of the United States of America. He also understood that we needed to do a better job in this country. The Economic Policy Institute at the time wrote about this. The U.S. trade deficit hits record high right now. The Biden administration must prioritize rebuilding domestic manufacturing is what they said February 2021, saying that the U.S. Census Bureau reported recently that the U.S. goods trade deficit reached a record $915.8 billion in 2020, an increase of $51.5 billion. 6%. The broader goods and services deficit reached $678 billion in 2020, an increase of $101 billion. The U.S. goods trade deficit in 2020 was the largest on record, and the goods and services deficit was the largest since 2008. The rapid growth of the U.S. trade deficit reflects the combined effects of the COVID-19 crisis, which caused U.S. exports to fall by more than $217 billion. Then imports, $166 billion, and by the persistent failure of U.S. trade and exchange rate policies over the past two decades because of currency manipulation in China. One of the reasons also why Donald Trump responded the way he did. The single most important cause of large and growing trade deficits is persistent overvaluation of the U.S. dollar, quote, which makes imports artificially cheap and U.S. exports less competitive. We knew that China was a currency-manipulating nation. So now, go back to Biden for a second, right? There's kind of the groundwork of this. Last week, no one knew this was coming, by the way. Biden's U.S. Trade Representative, Katherine Tai, announced that after an extensive review process on nearly 550 China-made products subject to U.S. tariffs, the administration would eliminate tariffs on 352 of those products. Now, this is why the president's making all these gaffes. This is why Ukraine's going on. This is why the president's overseas, and they just decided to announce this all of a sudden out of nowhere. The China-made products will escape U.S. tariffs thanks to Biden. These are just some of the things. They said this is the reason why you should be excited about it, because they say it's like a humanitarian thing. This is the propaganda, again, coming from the Biden administration. Breast pumps, they said. See, so why would you want a tariff on a breast pump, right? It's going to save the children. Solar water heaters, garage door openers, x-ray tables, and thermostats, as well as food products from China, such as crab meat. Once again, multinational importers and their army of Washington lobbyists have protected their ability to import cheap Chinese goods over sourcing from American manufacturers. That's what the chairman of the Coalition for a Prosperous America said in a statement. We are disappointed that the Biden administration granted exclusions to 301 tariffs on many Chinese products that have alternatives that are made or could be made right here in the United States of America or are made outside of China, he went on to say. As China supports and enables Russia's aggression against Ukraine, we should be holding them accountable rather than providing their companies revenue from U.S. consumers. He went on to say, we'll continue to fight against those in Congress who want to use taxpayer dollars to refund importers that profit off of cheap Chinese goods, as well as efforts to weaken the 301 tariffs, despite China's continued IP theft, rampant government subsidization, use of forced labor, and violations of Phase One trade deal, including human rights abuses. Last month, by the way, a group of 140 House Republicans and Democrats had been lobbying Biden to cut U.S. tariffs on China-made products. The signatories included House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, as well as Representatives Kathy McMorris Rodgers, Burgess Owens, Ken Buck, Young Kim, and Anthony Gonzalez, all Republicans from, quote, swing states. There's also been little to no evidence that U.S. tariffs on China has raised consumer costs for Americans. In fact, a study found that permanent U.S. tariffs of 25% on all Chinese imports would create more than 1 million American jobs instantly and keep those jobs for at least 5 years. Now, you back up for a second and you say, okay, what does this actually mean? It means at a time when we should be holding China accountable, we just gave them a huge gift. Why did this administration do that? You have to wonder if it is because China literally owns this administration. You have to wonder, is it because China owns this administration in a way that we had no idea because of Hunter Biden? Is it because they understand and billions of dollars were flowing in loans and other guarantees to the Biden crime family? I would argue at this point, absolutely. There has to be something. There's something that they're holding over. And I don't know exactly how to explain it at this point because it's hard to understand why that they're doing, why they're so hell-bent right now with what's happening in the world. And certainly right now, you got to understand, China is the best friend of Russia right now. We have pushed China and Russia into a very unique situation. We have pushed China and Russia into becoming allies. Many refer to it as unnatural allies. They're usually not connected. Russia is asking China for help, support, funding, and weaponry right now because of what they're doing in the world. And so we decided it's a good idea to now do this with Russia. Are you kidding me? We decided to do this with China while this is happening with Russia? So I don't believe that the President of the United States of America is actually running the country right now. What I do believe is that the President of the United States of America is barely more than a figurehead who can't even stay on the script he's given. And when he does say something outside the script, it easily could cause not just an international incident, but an all-out World War III. Isn't it ironic? Isn't it ironic, if you really think about it, folks, that the left and the media were screaming that Donald Trump can't be trusted. Donald Trump's going to commit war or create World War III or start World War III. Donald Trump is going to send our men and women to die. Donald Trump, remember, shouldn't even have the codes to the nuclear codes. Donald Trump is paranoid, unhinged. He's deranged. Then there were even conversations in the media about, well, are there people that can protect the president from destroying the world? All of these are things in real conversations that were that took place. And yet he's the guy that didn't start a war. He's the only president in my lifetime that hasn't started a war. Think about it. And now this guy in 24, 48 hours creates all this. Oh, yeah, well, in kind, they use chemical weapons. We'll start using chemical weapons. No, we're not. I'm in favor of regime change, he says, of Vladimir Putin. No, just kidding. No, we're not. We're not in favor of that. Our bad. Sorry about that. All of these different gaps. We're going to sit telling American troops, you're going to be in Ukraine. Soon, you're going to see people standing in front of tanks in Ukraine. I've been there. You're going to be there soon, he tells American soldiers. I don't trust this president to even know what's going on. And my question is, who is really running this government? Because it's clearly not Joe Biden. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.